You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Life-changing places, brought to you by Lufthansa. Discover amazing stories and find your life-changing destination at lifechangingplaces.com. With hashtag Fartgate, Twitter was aghast once again. Last night during an interview with U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell on Hardball on the ongoing impeachment hearings against President Trump, what can only be described as a fart sound ripped through the airwaves, and with it, an internet tsunami. Within 12 minutes, the clip was up on Twitter, and for a little while, the internet came together to ignore the terrifying news cycle and gather round the great unifier, the objective hilarity of a fart. Google shakes up its TGIF and ends its culture of openness. Last week, Google employees received an email from CEO Sundar Pichai outlining his plan to cut back the company's defining all-hands meeting, known as TGIF, to once a month, adding that the meetings would stick only to, quote, product and business strategy. The email was a signal of a shattered dream that a tech company can exude openness and idealism while simultaneously growing and scaling. And now for today's fast fact, 550 million. That's how many encrypted websites are preloaded into Smarter Encryption, a new tool put out by privacy-forward search engine DuckDuckGo. The tool will automatically push you to the encrypted versions of the websites you search for, increasing your privacy and safety on the internet. While other tools can do this also, most of those have preloaded lists of about 150,000, decreasing your likelihood you'll reach an encrypted site from the start. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/tt.